All right, I'm Brad Leon with Mercer University, and we're talking about stability in court title with Beatrice Ebbiero, Paula Camero, and Maya Robinson. They also collaborated on this effort. Don't have any presenter disclosures. By the time I'm done with this presentation, somebody in the U.S. will have committed suicide. That is, about every 10 or 15 minutes, someone in the U.S. commits suicide, and someone under 25 commits suicide about every 2 hours. This adds up to about 40,000 suicides a year, and suicidal behaviors are among, again, like we've mentioned, one of the leading causes of death worldwide, especially among adolescents and young adults. In the U.S., it's the second or third leading cause of death for the kids 15 to 24 years old. And then these numbers might actually be on the low side, because suicide sometimes can be misclassified because of inconsistencies and different categories of death. For instance, it's possible that some deaths that are categorized as accidental deaths are actually suicides, right? And the religious or family or community-related sensitivities could lead to a little bit of underreporting of suicides as well. In any event, too many folks kill themselves. And suicide is more common than homicide. And it's not necessarily a victimless act. It's been estimated that suicide emotionally affects or victimizes an average of about 10 other people. Several times more people actually attempt to kill themselves annually. Within the U.S., about 650,000 or 700,000 people report to the emergency room after attempting suicide. And research on adult populations and suicide is fairly prevalent, of course. We have pretty consistent numbers on suicide death rates for lots of subpopulations. Interestingly, for the African-American population, it's about half the rate. Suicide rates are about half as that is for white population, or the U.S. in general. We're a bit less sure about what rates of suicide attempts are for African-American populations, but they might be about half as large as well. One thing that's pretty clear about in the adult research is that the first onset of suicidal behavior increases dramatically during adolescence. And so it's not a bad idea to look at the correlates of suicidal behavior among adolescents. And many have begun to do so. And what kind of stands out when you look at the data among adolescents is that rates of suicide behaviors among African-American adolescents have increased dramatically over the past several decades. Especially in the 80s and 90s, they really increased. Over 150% or so. According to a recent YRBS survey, which is a fairly nationally representative sample of high school students, rates of suicidal behavior among African Americans are pretty close to what it is for white kids. So, again, for the adults, it's about half as big, but for the young kids or adolescents, it's about the same rates as it is for white adolescents. Girls think about it a little bit more often, and the attempts are pretty much similar. YRBS is also consistent with other data, with other researchers who have looked at kind of high school students. So we know something about suicidal behavior on various levels among adolescents, and we know that it's risen a lot among the African-American population over time, and it's a serious health issue. We also know a little bit about the risk and protective factors associated with suicidal behaviors. And some of the risk factors would be prior suicide attempt, mental disorders like Axis 1 and Axis 2 disorders, major depressive disorder is a big one. Feelings lacking control, economic status, hopelessness, low social support. Substance use is always a big one. And then some of the protective factors are just the opposite, of course. Religion might be hope, strong kin ties. So relationships have a lot to do with it. But relationships take time. They occur and develop over time. Right? So there are some factors influencing suicide. Some other factors are mother-child relationships, acculturation, bullying, and body imaging. This is mainly for adolescents. So what did we do? What are we contributing to the research on suicide? Well, we look at the issue using a community sample, not just an institutionalized sample, and we look at kids from 10 to 18, not just high school students. And we look at kids just from very, very low income neighborhoods, very, very poor kids, not financially anyway. And these kids face a lot of challenges and obstacles growing up. How different are their rates than rates that have been reported in the national media, in the mainstream media? Now, are the rates for our sample that we're going to talk about in a second, they could be lower. Maybe the kids are more immune to such pressures and don't even consider suicide after a while. Maybe they grow up coping with things on a daily basis, so maybe suicide rates are lower. They might be the same as what we find in national samples. Suicide is an equal opportunity phenomenon. The kids are no more immune than any other kids. Everybody can feel bad or overwhelmed. Or they might be higher. Maybe lots of these pressures accumulate over time, and it's just a more common response options in such an overwhelming environment. Well, we have the data to examine this with our data set. And so I used to direct this mobile use survey, and it's a survey. It's a multiple cohort longitudinal survey, and we collected data annually over the summer in 13 to 20 high income or low income areas in Mobile, Alabama. And we'd have about 20 or 30 student interns come down for the summer, and they'd spend the summer in Mobile. We'd house them in student housing, and we'd go into the poor neighborhoods for 3 months and collect data. We'd collect about 3,000 surveys every summer. And a median household income, about 12,000. Again, it's just 10 to 18-year-olds. And the sample is predominantly African-American. And that's just how in Mobile. The highest poverty census tracts just happen to be African-American in Mobile. About 3,000 kids per summer since 1998. And the survey ran until 2012. So we did it every year for 14 years or so. But it's probably about 14,000 kids, different kids over that time. Some kids we have data for 8 years until they age out, or 9 years. Some kids we have data for 2 years. You know, kids move around. It's about 50-50, boys and girls, and 60% public housing and 40% non-public housing. So this is a very low-income sample. It's a homogeneous sample. A lot of people say the best way to get to study a issue like poverty is just to collect data on high poverty areas. Well, these are what it kind of looks like, pictures of the area. Just a few pictures. These are typical houses. This is public housing, and I suppose a lot of you familiar with public housing or have been driven through them anyway. And that's Mobile, the city is about 200,000. It's in southern Alabama, so it's regional. And even in the city, there's a lot of there's a rural aspect to it. All right. Well, then, other people have looked at suicide, they've looked at maybe a four-item suicide behavior questionnaire. That's like a screening tool. These are different suicide ideation scales that are out there. This brief five-item scale. There's a Beck scale of suicide ideation. That might be 30 items, 21 items or so. Suicide ideation questionnaire, modified scale for suicide. But there are other measures for suicide ideation that are out there. And they're all fine. Most surveys are used in clinical settings, though. And they tend to focus a lot on suicide planning and attempts. There's the suicide ideation aspect to a lot of them as well. Our survey was just asked, did you seriously think about killing yourself? Have you ever tried to kill yourself? And have any of your friends ever tried to kill themselves? And the mobile use survey, it's about an hour-long questionnaire. There's about 400 items on it, on a variety of topics. So it's kind of an omnibus survey. We ask about family structure. We ask about hopelessness, a lot of behavioral, smoking, drinking, fighting, hopelessness, just a variety of topics. Suicide, we had 3 questions. So the suicide's not the focus, but we have data on it, which is good because then we can control for other items. But so those are our measures, and these measures have been used. YRBS is a very similar one to in the past year. You seriously think about killing yourself, but then Burfitt's has another very similar to our suicide ideation question. And that's very straightforward and understandable. So we had enough cases to run our tests separately by gender and age group. And so we broke it down to 10 to 12-year-olds, 13 to 15-year-olds, and 16 to 18-year-olds. And we did that because the dynamics of these adolescents are different age groups, and gender, there are gender differences. And for instance, even though there's a 5-year difference, a 16-year-old might be a lot different than an 11-year-old as far as the dynamics and how they feel and how they interpret things. So we could create age categories different ways, but we thought we'd do it just based on school grade. 10 to 12 might be primary school. 13 to 15 might coincide with middle school. 15 to 8 or 16 to 18 might be high schoolers. So we're trying to control for age and environment a little bit here. So here are the frequencies that we get for suicide ideation for the little kids. It's pretty similar, males and females. For 13 to 15-year-old, middle school is tough for a lot of people. And it looks like it's particularly tough for girls as far as suicide ideation goes. It bumps up a little bit, and the differences between genders is more prominent in the middle school. About 15% compared to 10% for ideation for girls and guys. The high schoolers, it's about 11 and 9. Mm-hmm. We also asked about the friends. So about a quarter of the kids, 20 to 25% of the kids know somebody who's committed suicide, or attempted to commit suicide. But our results kind of are in line with the literature. We're not sure there's anything terribly surprising in our results. Overall, we find suicide ideation rates about 11 to 13%, and about 7 to 12% for attempts. Females are a little bit higher with respect to gender, but gender differences are pretty similar. And middle school, again, looks pretty tough for girls. It's that middle age, middle school thing. Our results are also similar to YRBS, and YRBS found kind of similar results. So our results aren't necessarily terribly surprising. Our data also allows to follow kids individually over a 4-year period, though, because it's a longitudinal study. So we track kids for the next 4 years, from 2008 to 2011. And then what did we find there? We found that over a 4-year period, a lot of the kids had thought about committing suicide at least once. So annually, about 10% of the kids think about killing themselves. But if you look over a 4-year period, for these little kids, 70 to 75% never thought about it. So that means 25% or so, 25 to 30% thought about it at least once over a 4-year period. Same thing over the older kids. About 30% of it have thought of them at least once over a 4-year period. Not many people think about it every year, but at least a lot of the kids think about it at least once over a 4-year period, a lot higher than what we normally see. So that over other estimates of lifetime prevalence, when they talk about suicide lifetime prevalence among different populations, they're based on adult retrospective accounts. Oh, have you ever thought about suicide? So they're based on adult data, and they're asking them, have you ever thought about suicide? And so those are the rate we find in a lot of the literature. It says, it's 11%, 15%, 12%. But if you ask them at the time when they're, if we didn't have these retrospective accounts, you do what we did, we find rates a lot higher, 3 times as high as what people are reporting. Same thing with suicide attempts, a little bit higher as well. So maybe we need to look at it over, it's a more serious problem than we might imagine. But we're looking just at correlates. We didn't decide to put the coefficients and everything. These are just positive means. So at time one, did you attempt suicide? I mean, have you thought about suicide or not? Was it? It was positively related to grades in school. That's significant, and the significance threshold is P is less than or equal to 0.05. But previous school suspension, the kids who thought about it are more likely to be suspended. Kids who have thought about it are more likely to fight, and that's gender across genders and across age groups. Kids who have thought about it have lower self-esteem. There's a negative relationship between thinking about suicide and then your self-worth. There's a positive relationship with hopelessness. But it's pretty consistent across age and genders. Then we also looked at, if you thought about it, how about in the next 3 or 4 years, or 2 or 3 years, did you actually attempt to kill yourself? Well, we find that the kids who thought about it in year one, this is about 4 times more likely to actually attempt to kill yourself if you thought about it time one. You're about 57% of the kids who thought about it time one said that they tried to attempt to kill themselves within the next 2 or 4 years. That's a big difference, so it has consequences. When we look, when we look over the 4-year period, though, I mean, suicide ideation at time one and then outcomes 4 years later, a lot of the outcomes dissipate. A lot of the outcomes are reduced. So it's a temporary phenomenon as far as how they feel, but they can't, some kids can get over it and still have very healthy outcomes, their normal outcomes or typical outcomes, normative outcomes, 3 or 4 years later. But that, they got to get over that little stretch when they first. So I don't want to minimize, but the long-term consequences might not be as terrible. But on the other hand, you could say, well, a lot of those kids are selecting themselves out of the sample, right? And that's a limitation of our study. We don't track deaths. We just track the kids who we have surveys on. But we're pretty confident. We're, you know, our results are kind of in line with what a lot of the other researchers have found as far as rates and things. And because of that, we feel pretty confident in our results here. So, we've asked some different questions, though. Anyhow, well, thanks for your time.